Right, I'm UK aware, and is it a two-day event, or is it?
It's two-day
event. Two-day event. I'm with Mark from Sea Shepherd
Conservation
Society. Now, I've just literally sit down because I'm going to go upstairs and grab some lunch and do all the recharging stuff I've got to do. But I walked past your stand earlier on, and like I just said to you, it looked like something to do with Sealand, which people who follow me on Twitter network will know. It's a little place in the sea somewhere, and Pirate Bay tried to buy it so that they could use it for putting their servers on. Mm-hmm. You are nothing like that whatsoever.
We're nothing like
that.
But
you do have boats involved.
We do have boats involved, and we have been referred to as pirates before because of our activities. We're quite proud of that fact that we're considered as pirates. We like to see ourselves more as pirates for compassion rather than sort of pirates for a personal gain. And the compassionate side of our piracy is that we're defending the world's oceans, where no other organisations or governments are doing that at all. And we see part of our responsibility is to protect our world's oceans and that the animals that live within those habitats.
Okay, and so how did you get involved, Mark?
I was involved with an organisation previously called the Shark Trust. Through part of my activities with them, I helped to bring a movie called Shark Water to the UK. In doing so, I became aware of the Sea Shepherd, and for me, my involvement with the Shark Trust is that shark populations worldwide are reaching such a critical point that I felt the sort of lobbying and campaigning didn't really do enough. Organisations like Sea Shepherd, the ones who are actually going out there, doing something physically and intervening against illegal activities. So I decided to sort of switch. My productivity could be, or my skills could be better
utilised
elsewhere. Yeah. And it would be much more effective in actually doing something. And I felt that time that I've been sort of involved in lobbying against shark finning, for example, that the time is running out. We've got about 10, 15, 20 years before we lose all of the sharks in our oceans. And lobbying organisations, lobbying parliament, it's not going to do anything. People need to be out there doing things and getting involved physically.
Okay, so you're going out on a campaign soon, aren't you?
I'm going down to the Mediterranean. Yep, we start on the 15th of May. And we're going down to perform Operation Blue Rage, which is campaigning against illegal bluefin tuna fishing within the Mediterranean. So, you know, from the CITES convention last week, CITES have decided that bluefin tunas aren't actually an endangered species and they shouldn't go onto the UN Red List. But we have a differing opinion of that. We know that there's illegal fishing going on in the Mediterranean, and we plan to intervene against that and take action against that.
Okay, so the first thing that pops into my mind is a complete outsider, and this is totally new territory for me. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I think what you're doing is wonderful.
Sure.
How does these things get funded? And you're a pirate going into pirate waters. Mm-hmm. How do you deal with all that sort of stuff? The financial side of it, the money mm-hmm. needed to take the vehicle out there.
Sure.
And also, how do you protect yourself when you're there?
Firstly, to do with the financial side is we're completely funded by donations. We've received no governmental sponsorship. We've received very little sponsorship from other organisations. All of our support comes from donations, from public. We get a lot of support from celebrities, obviously. Bob Barker has just funded one of our vessels going down to our Tautica. So, yeah, we do get a lot of support that way. In terms of defending ourselves, it gets pretty gnarly sometimes. Yeah, in the Antarctica this year, we had our vessel, the Earth Race, was rammed and sunk by the Japanese, and they left our six crew members just there floating around in the water, offered them no help, no intervention, no rescue attempt there at all. So, yeah, we have to be self-sufficient, look after ourselves. We're taking risks. Paul says that anyone who comes on a campaign, you have to be prepared to die for your cause. If you're not prepared to do that, then you have no place on the vessel. We know what we're doing. We know the risks that we're taking on. Some of us feel so passionate about the state of the world's oceans that something needs to be done about it, because no government's doing anything, so it's down to us to defend the oceans.
I think it's absolutely commendable what you're doing, and fantastic that we have the human spirit that enables people to go out and do things like this. Do you have a website for this?
We do, yes. It's seashepherd.org. And we have a UK specific website as well, seashepherd.org.uk. So our Mediterranean campaign will be covered on the website. People can log on there daily, see what's happening, and that kicks off on the 15th of May.
And they can donate on there as well, yes?
They can donate online as well, most importantly, yes.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.